Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a most amazing story of a chassid of the Alter Rebbe, first Chabad Rebbe, Shneur Zalman of Liadi, who taught his chassid the great quality of mind over heart. And we see from this story how this chassid mastered the idea of mind ruling over heart. And the story goes as follows. Moshe Meisels, or Meislish, was a chassid of the Alter Rebbe, and he lived at the time of the war between Russia and Napoleon. In fact, Moshe Meisels knew several languages, including French and Yiddish and perhaps other languages, and he got a job working for the French army. Now, truthfully, he was not hoping the French army would win in the war against Russia. In fact, he really was getting a job with the French army in order to be a spy. Because in that war between Napoleon, the Emperor of France, and Russia, which was ruled over by the Tsar, in that war, the Alter Rebbe came down on the side of the Tsar. The Alter Rebbe felt that if the Russians won, life would continue to be difficult for the Jewish people in the physical sense, in the material sense. But the Alter Rebbe felt that spiritually they would be in better shape. Because the Tsar, although he was a cruel person, did promote the idea of believing in God. Whereas Napoleon, although he claimed that he would bring freedom to all people, really his inner intention was freedom from God. Freedom to do whatever you wanted to, moral or immoral. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe felt that Napoleon represented a much greater danger, although not so much a physical danger. On the contrary, he promised liberation and freedom, but rather a spiritual danger, that he wanted to take people away from a belief in God. So the Alter Rebbe worked to support the Tsar, which was the country that he lived in Russia. And some of his chassidim actually did various things to help the war effort of the Russians against the Tsar. And one of them was this Moshe Meisels, who got a job in the army of Napoleon, and he used to be a translator. He would translate various documents and so forth from French to other languages, and as a result of that, he gradually rose to a very high position as a translator, and he was actually working in the tent of the general staff, and in fact, he was working in the tent during a meeting of the general staff with none other than Napoleon himself. They were looking at various maps of their plans and attacks and so forth that they wanted to do against Russia. And of course, as soon as Moshe Meisels got a chance, he would give over these military secrets to other chassidim, who would pass them on to other chassidim living in Russia. And those chassidim would pass them on to the Russian army, so that whatever the French were doing, the Russians had a warning ahead of time. And of course, French realized after a while that every time they thought of a plan, the Russians knew it ahead of time, and they realized there must be some kind of leak, some kind of security leak. And so one time, Napoleon himself rushed into the tent, and he suspected right away that this Hasidic Jew was a spy, and he rushed over to him, and he said, "You are a spy!" And he put his hand on Moshe Meisels' chest to see if he was, if his heart was pumping, if he was nervous because he had been discovered. Moshe Meisels had learned that the Aleph of Chassidus, the beginning of really serving Hashem according to the inner spiritual essence of the Torah, is that the mind has to rule over the heart. If the mind doesn't rule over the heart, then every time we pass a candy store, we're going to run in there and stuff ourselves with a bunch of candy or do something else which may be permitted but not so appropriate or maybe not permitted. So therefore, he had worked very hard to establish that his mind would always rule over his heart. And when Napoleon rushed over to him and accused him of being a spy, he understood that he had to remain completely calm. And using his mind to rule over his heart, he remained completely calm. And therefore, Napoleon realized that this person was not a spy, or else he would be very nervous. This idea of mind ruling over heart is a very big principle in Judaism, in Yiddishkeit, and in serving Hashem. For example, let's say we're learning Torah, and we don't feel like it. I would rather go out and who knows what, fill in the blank. But our mind tells us, no, it's time to learn Torah. We have to rule our mind over our heart. A time to daven, or a temptation comes up. Somebody asks you if you want to go and eat some food which is not kosher, or whatever. Mind ruling over heart. Very, very important principle. And in this way, every single day, using our mind to rule over our heart, we can accomplish much more in Torah and in mitzvahs and in davening. And in this way, bring Mashiach so much quicker. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More, and especially thank you for working so hard in learning Torah and doing mitzvahs and everything that we can to bring Mashiach and to support our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, especially those who are actually fighting, especially those who are actually supporting the soldiers. May Hashem also give a quick and complete recovery to those who are injured, and may He bless the souls of those who have lost their lives and comfort those who need to be comforted. May we hear only good news with a complete victory, complete freedom for all of the Jewish hostages, and a complete ending to the war with the coming of Mashiach. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.